Hello, everybody. It's Dave.
And Jerry.
With Insider Networking. And we have a real treat for you today. We happen to be on the island of Matlache, Florida. That's not far from Cape Coral and Pine Island, Florida, for those of you who might know where that is, here in the Southwest Florida. And we are at one of our favorite little breakfast places called the Perfect Cup.
And my perfect coffee, cup of coffee.
Why is it that you like the coffee here, Jay?
It's like fun. It's like this buffet style, and you get to, you know, just get your own coffee, and it's a buffet, so you get to, the coffee is a buffet bar, and you get to create your own creations with the coffee.
But yeah, they have everything you need to create your favorite coffee, and they have a special highlighted flavor every day.
I'm going to show you guys first. So I love this part right here. Where it's like this little cute town. That's why we start outside. So you can see right outside, right here, there's the post office. And also right here, right next to fudge coffee, the chocolate place. And you want to?
Yes, so you can get your breakfast, Phil, and then you can go pick up some candy for lunch or ice cream or whatever. It's a great place. CW Fudge Factory. We will actually be filming them coming up pretty soon. So let's show you around.
Oh, I kind of want to show them the outside, too.
Okay, we'll come back after we're done.
Oh. And there's a Matlache shirt company. All right, guys. The perfect roast. Rotisserie coffee.
And one of the things we love about this little breakfast place is they have been through so many hurricanes the last couple of years, the last 3 years, and they have bounced back like within a week or so after every one of them. So we're really proud of these guys for their resilience and their ability to be so successful and to come back after these hurricanes. It's really hard to do.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Someone here.
How are you guys?
Great.
Doing?
And you? This is one of our favorite breakfast places in the area, especially for your coffee. So thank you so much for sharing this and also being a part of the team that has brought this place together again and again. And also, always a pleasure to come here for breakfast. Can you share a little bit about your history here or what your favorite things on the menu are?
Yeah, of course. So the Perfect Cup has been here for well plus a decade, but Rich and Rachel Chalepsky moved down here from Minnesota back in 2021 and just have fallen in love with this community. The cup came for sale, so they purchased it. I started 2 weeks before they took over, so that was a fun get us all on the ground and start together. And then they knew the menu was phenomenal already. It just needed some extra love. And so they had one of their friends come in and do all the painting that we've got in here. And then they really invested on making sure the coffee roasts were correct and that we had our perfect temperatures and that they were fresh and delicious for all of our guests. And then we've just been trucking along and perfect. Hi. Yes. So we were talking about 2022 when Ian hit after we had gotten our first 2021 first year of feet down. And Ian gave us a great learning experience. We weren't ready for that. It was about 5 weeks that we were closed. And then all the team was here, all the guests, everybody, the community came together so well. And just nobody was alone. Everybody was together in everything we did. Free coffee for the community because sometimes a cup of coffee can make your day normal again. And that's what we just need to take on the battles. But so we got through Ian, and then we had a phenomenal 23 that everybody's working together. We're growing. And then 24 thought we needed to learn some more. So Helene was, we had a couple inches, easy peasy. We got that close for maybe a day or two. And then when Milton was on its way, we wrapped all of our table bases with garbage bags. We put everything on top of the tables. We siliconed the door shut. We were ready and mighty.
Oh.
Yeah, and see, there we go.
Wow.
Hi, come on in.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. There we go. Hi. Take a seat wherever you'd like. But that's what then Milton came in, and we had everything ready, wrapped up, and good. And we had a tornado throw a chunk of debris through the back wall.
Wow.
As you can see, we got lots of lovely people coming in.
Hi.
Hello. Take a seat wherever you'd like. We'll be right with you. Yes, we love our community. Everybody's so supportive of us. But yeah, with Milton, we had a tornado throw a piece of debris through the back. We were hurricane ready, not tornado ready. So, but we were like, well, now we've learned all the lessons we have the ability to learn. That's what we're saying. But our team was phenomenal. We did drywall. We took out. Perfect. But yeah, that's what we all worked together on, figuring out how to get through Milton. Okay. There you go. Yep. But the team was moving so fast because Rich and Rachel, they went on a birthday weekend. And so we got to surprise them with a bunch of the stuff that we had done. And the team was moving faster than I could make the list.
Wow.
It was, people were like, hey, next project, next project. And the team is a family. I mean, we've had the same team for over 3 years, which that's not really heard of in a restaurant industry. We love it. We appreciate it. And our crabby omelets are probably one of our top sellers, or the Crabby Benedict. Anything with crab, being in Florida, you got to represent right.
My favorite is
the Cajun
skillet.
The Cajun and the Western are great.
Veggie omelet.
The veggie omelet, because it's so packed with so many veggies. Instead of some of them where they're like, here's some peppers and some cheese. Versus ours, you got the peppers, the tomatoes, the onions, the mushrooms. You got all the goodies in there.
Yeah.
So, but our team's just been phenomenal at coming all together. We've got all of our delicious coffee. Our coffee roasters fixed. We love our team. They helped us get that all up and running. So we've got beans we roast in-house. And then we grind them for our guests after they've been purchased. We have a website, theperfectcuprotisserie.com. You can order it and we ship it.
And we'll be putting that below in the comments, so make sure you give us a blog.
So I noticed, like, when we come over here, that we have different selections of coffee at different times. So it's like, I don't actually know what I'm getting.
I know.
But there's also the foundation, the basics, the light, and the decaf.
Yes.
We
stick with four basics just to try and educate the public but not overwhelm them. That we always have some kind of lighter roast, some kind of darker roast, decaf for those of us that don't need any caffeine and bouncing off the walls. And then we do a flavor, that we do a concentrated syrup, we marinate.
And we're back!
That we've got a southern pecan, we've got a frosted pumpkin, we've got our Jingle Bell Java is such a great one. And then we've got these adorable little Perfect Cup ornament mugs. Well, and then the little miss, depending on what.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, so we were saying that we've got these adorable little mugs for our Perfect Cup Christmas ornaments. And then if you want to take a walk with us through, and we'll check out the restaurant, that we've got all of this beautiful woodwork painted here. Makes it nice and cozy. It is. Everybody is a family together. We know everybody by the first name. We pick on each other, like favorite uncle. You got to do some fun stuff like that. Show you the back room. We've got some paintings back here. Some portholes that... Yes. Mike is phenomenal at capturing the movement of the light under the water. Brilliant artist. And then we've got our mermaid. She's currently under construction right now, but she is swimming under the water and enjoying life.
Enjoying her coffee.
Yeah, she needs her coffee. Okay, and then we'll head over to we've got our delicious special board. Yes, let's talk about the special board we've got. Because we always like to do some kind of omelet special during the weekdays, and then our $7 special, and always something fun and delicious.
Thank you.
Of course. And still doing some construction after the storm. Our soda machine is still being worked on by Coke. So we appreciate the patience. But then we've got our delicious coffee bar.
I love this coffee bar. Always something delicious, always some variety. I love that one.
Thank you. And it's always a good spot for people to wait while we have a waiting list going. They can go grab their cup of coffee while they wait and enjoy it. And then they go and see William at the chocolate factory, and we all work together.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, darling.
Southern pizza flavor.
Yeah. Coffee. You want to... So we've got our flavor that it starts as a Brazilian bean and then we do the concentrated and it rotates all the time. We'll have guests say they saw the southern pecan and it looked amazing. And now we've got Mistletoe Dreams will be the next one that we'll have. So it's always helping push people try something new instead of staying in our happy little bubbles we like to stay in.
I love it.
And yeah. There is and the dark. Decaf, dark, and light. And then a lot of people.
I know, right?
Oh, there it is.
We're back.
Perfect. Let's see. Oh, we were talking about a random fact that the darker you roast your coffee beans, the higher temperatures you do, the more caffeine you're burning off the bean. So the lighter the roast, the more caffeine you're getting in it, versus the darker the roast, the more smoky depth of flavor you're getting.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I know, so many people go for the dark.
Oh, there we go.
All right. We like our adventures here on the island. That's why we do island time. That's how this all works. But so thinking
three of your favorites on the menu.
Biscuit and gravy. That's one of my top ones. Just because so many.
Oh, you're alive.
Perfect. Yeah, that's why being on the island. That's why we do island time. Everybody has to be patient and kind and. But that's why we have the people that we have here.
In case you guys don't know, we got disconnected a few times inside. We're not getting very good reception here today.
But we're
making the best of it.
Yes, we are. So we were going really quick. Favorite dishes. Perfect combo. That gives you your biscuit and gravy, your eggs, your protein, and your side. 222, it gives you your French toast or your pancakes. So you get your carbs that you're happy with, eggs and protein, or the big breakfast that just covers all your basics. You've got your protein, your eggs, your side, and your toast. And it makes breakfast perfect.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you doing this tour with us today. We love the Perfect Cup. It's my favorite breakfast place.
And your hours, I hear.
We're open from 6 to 2 p.m. We're waiting to extend them until the construction has supported us in a better manner.
Nice. Awesome. Great to know that. And you're open almost all year round.
7 days a week, except for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Fourth of July. Not Mother's Day. We're open.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
Have a great day.
I don't want to walk with your mic.
Around the back. And the side. Thank you. Thank you.
And right next door to Perfect Cup is the CW Fudge Factory. Great place to go for fudge and ice cream and candy and all kinds of treats.
And also, there's a little quick.
The side of the building, they did another awesome pink job out on the side of the building for CW Fudge and ice cream, popcorn, and of course the Perfect Cup. And we love the canal back here. Quite frequently you can see manatees and sometimes even dolphins in this little canal back here. And it comes off of the Matlacha Pass.
They had some people here with their little paddle boats. So, yes.
Yeah, we've had some people kayaking out here a few minutes.
Do you want to? Yeah.
So that kind of does it. That's the treat that we had for you guys today. We love the Perfect Cup. We love CW Fudge Factory. We'll actually come back and see if they're willing to do an interview with us as well fairly soon, probably in the next couple weeks. So thank you for joining us today on our broadcast. Make sure you check out our mobile website below through the link that you see below. Also, we've got our podcast ready to go. We're on almost every network now. Just look up Insider Networking Pulse Podcast. So please make sure you follow our podcast and share that out. And please consider sharing this video. Sure.
Yeah, and let us know if you have a favorite spot in anywhere in the world. Actually, we'd like to put it on our list to come visit also and to keep sharing life experiences together.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Much love from Jay and I.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.